Yeah, I'm at least always spraying Carlos, or I'm at least spraying Lance. Those are my, you know, it's funny, we always take a step back and, you know, realize that we've been popping bottles since 2013 in Low A in Davenport, Iowa, so...
Wait a minute. You're popping champagne in low A ball when you win championships?
Yeah, you know the sparkling champagne,
right?
the non-alcoholic one.
That was Tony Kemp on the Triple Threat yesterday discussing who he likes to spray champagne on after the numerous celebrations. Game one is on Saturday night. Let's go right now to the Buyers Barricades Hotline. He is brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame. Lance McCullers on Mad Radio. Lance, congratulations on the sweep. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, appreciate it.
How bad was the champagne in Davenport, Iowa that you guys sprayed on one another?
Well, it's not really champagne. I think it's like that sparkling cider.
Ooh,
I don't
Martin
really know
Ellis?
What it is, but it may be. It's not. We had a bunch of guys that were obviously not 21 low A, so they're not handing out real champagne.
You know, I was actually thinking about your minor league experience and everybody that got drafted, you know, in 2011, 2012, 2013, where the minor league system was ahead of the major league team in terms of success. You guys had a lot of talent down there. But there's a certain amount of pride you take in the organization you're in. And in sports, a lot of times, look, when things are really good, everybody's giving you love like they are right now. What's it been for you to be kind of make that transformation in being part of an Astros organization? It was looked at as a seller organization for a while to where you're the exact opposite now.
Yeah. Well, you know, coming up, I'm sure you guys remember, we were kind of like the butt of every joke, or we were on every single meme on the internet. We just seemed like it was like us, the Browns, were like the big punching bag, I felt like. And people, you know, kind of didn't understand the vision, or it's hard to buy in sometimes, especially when you're not the one, you know, pulling the actual strings. But from a minor league standpoint, from a player who was in the system, you could definitely see the talent coming through. You could see how much talented just the rosters that we had were, 1 through 25, and a lot of other teams we played. We won the championship in low A, we won the championship again in high A, and then my next year was my double A year when I got called up after the first couple weeks. But that team, I think we went on to set Corpus Christi Hook's win record. So there was just a lot of talent that I was playing with, so many big leaguers. I think on that double A team, there has to be 13, 14, maybe even 15 big leaguers from that one team, which is unheard of. So, you know, living it and trying to have to explain to people what maybe coming in the future was a little difficult, but guys within the organization knew what was coming.
Lance, in 2005, when the Texans were 2-14, we were on the late night jokes all the time. You know, we were the butt of the joke on the Tonight Show. My sister was a bartender, and she once kicked a guy out of the bar because he was picking on the Texans too much. I'm thinking about your family, and I'm wondering if your dad ever had like a physical confrontation with somebody that was talking smack about the Astros back when they were bad.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
My dad's pretty mellow. What someone was saying. At that point, you have to realize I just came from high school. So at that point, I was really just felt blessed to be with an organization at all. It didn't really matter if they were the worst team in baseball or if they were the best team. In my opinion, it gave me a better opportunity to get to the big leagues and get there quicker, which is kind of exactly what happened. So, yeah, I was pretty pumped. I was pretty pumped to be with a team that was all about the minor leagues.
I really enjoy watching Alex Bregman at the plate, but after getting a couple of clips of him on Snapchat with you and with everyone celebrating, here it is for everyone who may not have been able to see or hear this.
Snapchat! Say what's up to my mother boyfriend!
I feel like more so it would be fun to watch Alex Bregman with a GoPro camera in a party setting. What's that like?
Nah, man, he's so funny. He just about the place we're at, we actually just like a really cool little bar, and they had like a football game on. We were watching the Yankees game, and we're having a good time. And he just randomly started walking around, you know, kind of just having a good time with the boys, you know, and making some jokes. And Brady's always a guy you can rely on. Just make sure there's always going to be a good time.
Lance, you pitched obviously game one and game three against the Indians. No runs allowed in those innings. How'd you feel?
I felt good. Obviously, you know, the Indians are a team historically, other than that what one game that I faced them here at home in Minute Maid. I haven't pitched great against. I haven't pitched great in Cleveland Ballpark, but it was great being in there. I think, you know, for me mentally and physically, I got over those question marks, the what if, what, how am I going to feel, how am I going to bounce back, you know, during the Toronto and the Baltimore series. I think it was important that I got those back-to-back days in Baltimore, and we kind of understood that, you know, hey, I'm going to be ready to go if this is what I'm called upon to do. I think that we played a great series. I think we played some really, really good baseball, and obviously it showed, and really had the sweep, and I'm excited for the series coming up.
Mike Clevenger, during the year, he had that quote where he said he didn't think the Astros were all that special. This is where I am with Clevenger, Lance. I really want to like Mike Clevenger, and it felt weird hearing him say like that the Astros weren't that special. What's the deal with Mike Clevenger?
I'm gonna leave all my hostile feelings for the previous team, the players we played in the last series, and we're gonna move forward to the first series, next series. LCS is what we're looking forward to.
You're doing the Belichick. We're on to.
I definitely didn't mind the Twitter meltdown though.
We were talking about this earlier this morning, and I think one of the things I'm most impressed with your team this year is that, despite winning the championship last year, it still very much feels like you guys have a chip on your shoulder. Like, it feels like you feel like you have to prove some things to people.
Oh, I mean, for us, it first was more about, we just really wanted to do it again. We just really wanted to win again. We really wanted to continue being a team that was in the conversation and was going to win a division. And it kind of felt like as the year went on, people are real quick to forget, which is how it goes. I mean, people don't remember anything past yesterday, but we just felt a little bit like, hey, you know, we're still the champs, and everyone was picking. Some people were picking the Mariners to win our division, and the A's to win the division, and we're kind of sitting here like, hey, you know, hey guys, you know, we're still in first, you know, we're still the defending champs. Arguably, you could make an argument that we may even be a better team than last year. I'm not gonna say better, more complete team than we were last year. But it's all about the market, man. It's all about the New Yorks, the Boston, the LAs, the Chicagos. That's how it's always going to be. So we just want to make sure that we show up and we play our best baseball, because that does the loudest.
And you two guys have been the best two teams in baseball all season. I wanted to get your thoughts on this very bizarre headline that I stumbled across this morning from Bob Nightingale in the USA Today. Confident Red Sox dismiss the doubters who think they don't have a chance against the Astros. I feel like you guys are on very level playing field going into this one. And, well, how do you feel hearing that headline?
Are you saying that the Red Sox had no chance versus us?
Yes, they are saying the confident Red Sox dismiss the doubters who think they don't have a chance against the Astros.
That's interesting. You know, like I said, man, it's all about who's hot, right? It's all about what happened yesterday. We swept the Indians off of the ALCS. Red Sox Yankees in four games, so it's not that big of a difference, and they look pretty good doing it. They have a great couple starting pitchers that they're going to throw at us. They have a great lineup. I think they have, you know, some of the most home runs, in Red Sox history. They're up there this year, couple MVP candidates. So I just think people want to create this narrative. They want to create something for people to click on. So if you see that headline, you're going to say, okay, I want to see what that Boston player said. I want to see what Mookie or JD, the former Astros, said. Like, we're still talking about JD, like, we just got rid of him yesterday. And this guy's been gone for 4 or 5 years, and I think people should just be okay with the fact that, you know, the Astros organization moved on and he kind of, you know, reinvented himself and good on him. But it's about two great teams going at it, and actually two teams that set their individual franchise record and win. So it should be a really good series.
Lance McCullers joining us, brought to you by Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. Lance, Alex Cora was obviously with you guys. And last season, is it something where do you know when a guy like that is on the coaching staff, like, hey, this guy will be a future manager? Did you always get that sense with Alex Cora?
Yeah, we did. I mean, Alex is just a really, really special baseball guy. And I think a lot of guys really respect him. I think you can say the same for guys that we have on coaching staff right now. But AC just created a really special bond with a lot of the players. He really knew how to kind of relate to us and kind of still understood what we're going through, because I think that's one of the biggest things, that one of the biggest disconnects, so to speak, that you can get from a player-coach relationship. And I'm not saying that any of our coaches are like this, because we have one of the best staffs, and obviously it's headed by AJ. But when you can still kind of put yourself in those players' shoes, and you can still remember back to not too long ago to how it was to play and how it was to prepare, and the pressures and the injuries and all the stuff that kind of builds up, and you can kind of keep that in the back of your head. Not saying you favor guys and you baby them, but he had an interesting way of kind of blending them all together, which I think is why people kind of gravitate towards him so much. But we have a lot of respect for AC, but this series is going to be like anything else. He's going to have to get it.
What does Alex Cora know about Lance McCullers that Lance McCullers is nervous about Alex Cora telling the Red Sox?
Nothing. I'm not nervous. No, I mean, it's not a super big secret, man. I'm going to come in. I'm going to throw two seams, and I'm going to throw probably a lot of breaking balls.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how it's going to go. I may mix in a couple changeups here and there. If you're really bad, if you know you're bad on changeups, so I may mix some in. But AC's seen me kind of in some of my more rare forms. So I don't think that he's going to have any big. I changed my glove, so I have a bigger glove now. I have a bigger black glove now that you can't really see me tipping in it anymore, because of my orange glove. I tip in a lot.
Oh.
And I know I tip in it, but for the swag purpose, I gotta use it. But for the playoffs, it's all about wins. So I got to make sure that I'm not tipping anything. So I got the bigger black glove. So I think they're gonna have a hard time.
So even the bigger, so you couldn't just get a bigger orange glove. You need the black for the cloaking.
I don't understand. They say it takes like 8-10 weeks or whatever to make these big these custom gloves. So I just had to get one that they could get to me quicker, because I knew that the teams that were gonna be playing are good about that kind of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that I could try to combat that, because that's really our only way to defense against that is to make the signs so complicated that you almost have a glove big enough to where no one knows what's going on in there.
Oh, okay.
The highs are supposed to be in the 50s this weekend in Boston. How much of a factor is that?
Beautiful beach weather, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So how much of a factor is that, and is there anything secret that you guys do to combat the chilly-ish weather?
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys in on a really big secret. We just wear like long sleeves or anything. We wear like long johns, and we have hand warmers and stuff. I mean, no, there's nothing you can really do. That's not too bad. Hopefully it'll hover right around there. Hopefully we're not going to be one of those surprise nights where it just plummets into like the 40s. And there's like a really, I'm actually do better playing in cold weather now than I do extremely hot weather.
Hmm.
Even being a Florida boy, I think being in this dome has really spoiled me. So I have a hard time playing in really, really hot extreme weather versus cold weather now. But I think the guys would be fine. I think we've played pretty well in cold weather in the past, and we're going to work out, I think, a little bit later to try to get in that environment a little bit. So we'll be good to go.
You could curl up inside your big black glove between innings.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know if it's that large. I'll curl up right next to it. Maybe, I don't know. One of my boys in the bullpen there. It's nice and cozy down there in Boston. There's not a whole lot of room.
Lance, what's going on with PDQ? I know they're doing some cool things for Astros fans over the course of these playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the same thing as last week. If you wear any of your Astros gear to any of the PDQ locations, that's Bunker Hill, Cinco Ranch, Cypress, and Vintage Park, on the game days, you're going to get three free tenders with any purchase at PDQ, and it's kind of just a way to give back to Astros fans who have supported me and that enjoy PDQ and that want to show off the their Astros spirit. So any day that we play ALCS game, head on into any of those four locations, and you'll get some free tenders.
So make sure you guys check that out again. Game one on Saturday and game two on Sunday before the home games next week at Minute Maid. Lance, we'll chat next week. Good luck against the Red Sox this weekend and early next week. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. See you.
Lance McCullers, brought to you by Trailer, Wheel, and Frame, your number one source for all of your trailer and towing needs.
I had stopped by a PDQ once because I knew Lance was doing an appearance. I was like, I'm going to stop in and say hi. And I pulled into the parking lot. I'm like, well, I'm not waiting in that line.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
A popular man.
He's a popular person, that Lance McCullers.